Since at least the time of Marco Polo, desert travelers have heard the songs of the dunes. The dunes at Sand Mountain in Nevada sing a note of low C, 2 octaves below middle C. In the desert of Mar de Dunas in Chile, the dunes sing slightly higher, an F, while the sands at Gord La Mar in Morocco are higher yet, a G sharp. It is said that the most beautiful tunes come from the sands of Oman, and the least melodious are those from China, which hardly sing at all. Dune tunes are loud, up to 115 decibels, a deep hum that can last several minutes. While the songs are steady in frequency, the dunes do not have perfect pitch. At Sand Mountain, for example, dunes can sing slightly different notes at different times, from B to C sharp. Scientists already knew that the sounds were generated by avalanches, but were not sure how. One thought had been that the force of an avalanche could cause an entire dune to resonate like a violin. But if that were true, dunes of different sizes and shapes should produce a cacophony of notes instead of one characteristic tone. Now, after 5 years of research, visiting sand dunes in Morocco, Chile, China, and Oman, a team of scientists from the United States, France, and Morocco say they have the answer. The scientists say that collisions between the sand grains cause the motions of the grains to become synchronized, and the outer layer of the dune begins to vibrate like the cone of a loudspeaker. The particular note depends primarily on the size of the grains. Surprisingly, no dune is required at all. A scientist in a Paris laboratory, using sand from a Moroccan desert, reproduced the singing by pushing the sand around with a metal blade. "It's not at all like any other instrument we know," the scientist said.